The scandal over Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development programs has led to more scrutiny of whether the projects are the best way to improve the state's economy. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, watchdog groups are asking questions.
Citizens Budget Commission has been scrutinizing state and city budgets and their fiscal policies in New York since the Great Depression. The commission completed its report on Governor Cuomo's $8.6 billion worth of economic development programs just before U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara issued criminal complaints against nine people, several of them close to Governor Cuomo. The commission's David Friedfeld says the report, titled Increasing Without Evidence, finds little data to support the exponential growth of the programs under Cuomo.
Our main concern is whether we should be spending money on these things to begin with. Is that really the best use of state resources?
The report finds some programs are better than others and don't leave taxpayers on the hook as much if a venture goes bust. It compares two factories. One in Batavia was required to put up some $200 million of its own funds. The plant ceased operations after just 1 year, costing the public around $2,000 for each of the jobs that were temporarily created. The Solar City project in Buffalo has received nearly $750 million in public money, and the company, owned by Elon Musk, did not have to make any investment. The Budget Commission calculates that the projected 5,000 jobs at the end of 10 years will cost taxpayers $20,000 per job if the factory opens and keeps on its projected job creation schedule. E.J. McMahon with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center has long been skeptical of the state's Solar City arrangement, which is now one of the focuses of the federal corruption case. Solar City is now merging with Tesla. McMahon calls it egregious corporate welfare.
If Tesla Solar City doesn't come off and Solar City goes bust or fails, we own the world's largest empty solar panel factory. And that's a fact. Fully equipped. It's not good for anything else. It's not even good as a warehouse.
McMahon says there might be some positive fallout from the scandal if the attention on the criminal charges caused New Yorkers to look more closely at Solar City and other publicly funded economic development projects.
I would hope the public would ask, hey, wait a minute. Now that I'm paying attention to this, why are you spending $750 million of our money when we have all these other infrastructure needs? And it's borrowed money, by the way, so it's your grandchildren's money, too. To build a factory for a billionaire.
Governor Cuomo is vigorously defending the Buffalo Billion and its related projects, saying some of the benefits can't be measured.
Buffalo Billion is about a whole enterprise that has been going on for years that involves hundreds and hundreds of people in transforming Buffalo fundamentally and taking cynicism and turning it into hope and taking pessimism and turning it into optimism.
Citizens Budget Commission's Friedfeld says there are better ways, though, to promote economic development in New York.
Whether it be functional and reliable infrastructure, an educated workforce, public safety, all these things build to a strong economy, lower taxes, all those things.
But he admits that's not as exciting or attention-grabbing for politicians as are ribbon-cutting ceremonies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.